Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to shed some light on some subjects, celebrate the Tournament of Roses, and in the last segment of the show, we're just gonna go plain cuckoo. But we're going to take off in all directions in this first segment of the show because last week, December 30th in 1942, Mr. and Mrs. North debuted on NBC Radio. Joseph Curtin played Jerry North and Alice Frost played his wife Pam. A typical Mr. and Mrs. North episode would find Pam leading Jerry on what seemed to be a wild goose chase as they tracked down criminals, but Pam always ended up being right and leading police to the crooks. The theme song for the show was The Way You Look Tonight. Sponsors included Woodbury Soap, Jergens Lotion, and Halo Shampoo. So to commemorate Mr. and Mrs. North, we have some directional songs and the show's theme song, here played by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. You're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you. Just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Thank you.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week we ended 2001 with Guy Lombardo, and we started this very first show of 2002 with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, with Brother Carmen providing the vocal on the Dorothy Fields Jerome Kern song The Way You Look Tonight, recorded July 24th, 1936. The Way You Look Tonight is from the 1936 Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers picture Swing Time, but it was also used as the theme song for the NBC radio drama Mr. and Mrs. North. So we have some songs going off in all different directions. We heard Gene King directing the Bernie Cummins Orchestra with Bernie Cummins on drums in Richmond, Indiana on May 19, 1924, and When the Wind Blows North, Then I'll Start Going South. Here are a couple more directional songs.
Thank you.
Alex Hill and his orchestra and an Alex Hill composition, Southbound, recorded in Chicago on February 8, 1930. Southbound was preceded by the New Orleans Owls from April 14, 1926, and West End Romp. The New Orleans Owls was formed in 1922 out of another New Orleans band, the Invincibles String Band, which had been active since 1912. The New Orleans Owls were together for 7 years, during which time they made 18 sides for Columbia between 1925 and 27. The West End in West End Romp refers not to the West End of Catalina Island, but to the West End Roof Gardens, one of several locations in the city where the band played. Others included the Roosevelt Hotel and the Strand Theater. The show is Rapidly Rotating Records. The host is Glenn Robison. That's me. And I'll be back to shed some light on some things right after this. On the last day of 1879, Thomas Edison gave his first public demonstration of incandescent lighting to an audience in Menlo Park, New Jersey. So here to commemorate Mr. Edison's invention are some songs about all kinds of lights, including the kind used before incandescent. Here's Louise Russell.
Thank you.
Well, before Mr. Edison's invention of the incandescent light, folks used candles for light. And we just heard Candle Lights, written by Bix Beiderbecke and played there by Jess Stacy on January 18th, 1939. And we started off with a song which really doesn't have anything to do with lights, Jersey Lightning, which is, of course, white lightning or bootleg liquor. That recording by Louise Russell and his orchestra on September 6, 1929 does carry a jolt of its own. Louise Russell wrote Jersey Lightning, and at the time of the recording, the band was headquartered at the Saratoga, a supper club on Lenox Avenue in Harlem. Continuing this Illumination set of songs, here's Nora Bayes.
When the moon is shining yellow, and the girlie's with her fellow, both are getting nice and mellow in the bright moonlight. If the moon man should discover sweetheart keeping undercover, can you blame that girl and lover if they say turn off that light? Turn off your light, Mr. Moonman. Go and hide your face behind the clouds. Can't you see that couples want a Moonman? Two is company and three the crowd. When each little lad and lady find a spot so nice and shady, that's your cue to say good night, good night. And if they want a spoon, listen, Mr. Moon, be a sport and turn off your light.
All the lads and little misses who are fond of hugs and kisses must remember half the bliss is found on any cloudy night. Nighttime is the time for spooning, serenades and lovers swooning, preliminary honeymooning, calls for darkness. Stop that light. Turn off your light, Mr. Moonman. Go and hide your face behind the clouds. Can't you see that couples want a Moonman? Two is company and three the crowd. When each little lad and lady find the spot so nice and shady,
thank you.
From the musical Face the Music, we just heard Lou Sherwood with Eddie Duchin's orchestra from May 3, 1932, and Soft Lights and Sweet Music, written by Irving Berlin. That was preceded by Nora Bays and her husband Jack Norworth and Turn Off the Lights, Mr. Moon Man. Nora Bays was a big star in the early Ziegfeld Follies and vaudeville. Bays and Norworth wrote Turn Off Your Lights, Mr. Moon Man for the Broadway musical Little Miss Fix-It in 1911. You might not have recognized that tune, but you're probably familiar with another Jack Norworth song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take Me Out to the Ball Game refers, of course, to baseball. We'll go out to a different kind of ball game right after I remind you that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting your comments and requests. You can send either, or both for that matter, to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'll be back with some songs about roses right after this. Last week, on January 1st, the 113th Rose Parade took place in Pasadena, California, and on January 3rd, the 88th Rose Bowl football game took place. On January 1st in 1902, the very first Tournament of Roses collegiate football game was played. Michigan trounced the Stanford Cardinals 49-0, and it would be another 14 years before a Rose Bowl game was held. So here to commemorate the Tournament of Roses are some songs about, of course, roses.
Yeah. Every star up in the sky, looking out here below, has a twinkle in its eye, and that hi-ho, hi-ho. So I'll just begin this happiness and hi-ho, everybody, hi-ho.
Some Rose songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We just heard Blue Rose, the Cotton Pickers. In the early 1920s, blues or slow foxtrots were very popular, and each of the major recording companies hired or created bands for the sole purpose of recording these blues. Many were given black-sounding names in order to add authenticity. Jeanette had Ladd's Black Aces, the Plaza Group the Six Black Diamonds, O.K. had Tampa Blue Jazz Band, and Brunswick had the Cotton Pickers. The Cotton Pickers was a generic name used by Brunswick for its blues foxtrot records of the 1920s. This particular iteration of the band featured Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, and Frank Signorelli on piano. Blue Rose was recorded on September 26, 1923. And we started this rosy set of songs with Hi-Ho Everybody, Hi-Ho. So what does Hi-Ho Everybody, Hi-Ho, co-written by Rudy Valley, have to do with roses? Well, it was sung there by baby Rose Marie, who of course you remember as Sally Rogers from the Dick Van Dyke Show, but who had started her show business career decades before that. Hi-Ho Everybody, Hi-Ho is from the soundtrack of a 1929 Vitaphone musical short entitled Baby Rose Marie, The Child Wonder. The Rose Parade has all different colors of roses, and so do we. We just had a blue rose. Here's the Princeton Triangle Jazz Band and My White Rose.
Thank you.
Doves of the Nile, the Four Robinson Carolina Club Orchestra from September 1st, 1925. Virtually nothing is known about the Four Robinson Orchestra, whether Four and Robinson were two different people or just one person. The nominal director of the group was William Truesdale, who may or may not have been a real person, and nothing is known about the personnel in the band. We do know that Rose of the Nile was recorded at the George Vanderbilt Hotel in Asheville, North Carolina, on September 1, 1925. And before that, we had My White Rose, the Princeton Triangle Jazz Band. The Triangle Club was a student organization at Princeton University which wrote and performed musical shows. The Princeton Triangle Jazz Band wrote, arranged, and played music for these shows beginning in 1923. From 1924 to 1932, they made numerous recordings for Columbia. My White Rose was recorded December 3, 1924. The band didn't play just at Princeton. They played throughout the Northeast and in the summer of 1924 played at the Piccadilly Hotel in London. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're just going to go plain cuckoo when we return right after this. This past week on January 1st in 1930, one of radio's first comedy programs, The Cuckoo Hour, was heard for the first time on the NBC Blue Network. Raymond Knight wrote, produced, directed, and starred in it from its inception until 1938, when he retired to write plays. The show was originally broadcast on Wednesday nights at 9:30 and featured Knight as the master of ceremonies of the fictional radio station KUKU, and as a number of other characters, including Ambrose J. Weems. Adelina Thomason played Mrs. George T. Pennyfeather. So here in commemoration of the Cuckoo Hour are some cuckoo songs, starting off with Tiny Parham and his musicians.
Thank you. Will you shut up? You've done enough damage.
What damage?
You left our tickets behind in America. Now we've got to swim back.
How far is it?
Oh, it's only 3,000 miles.
Well, that's not bad. It's only 1,500 miles each.
You wait till I introduce the orchestra, and I'll take care of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we leave behind a musical memory, a dance version of our theme song, which we hope you will enjoy. The Dance of the Cuckoos.
Goodbye.
Kaplan's Melodists, and You Simply Got Me Cuckoo, from an Edison Diamond disc recorded on October 18, 1923. In addition to his band, Kaplan's Melodists, pianist Dave Kaplan also accompanied the Happiness Boys between 1925 and 29. And before Kaplan's Melodists, we heard Laurelin Hardy with part of a routine from a London radio broadcast on August 18, 1932, and their theme song, Dance of the Cuckoos, with the orchestra led by DeBroy Summers. Dance of the Cuckoos was written by T. Marvin Hatley, who also wrote Honolulu Baby for the Laurelin Hardy picture Sons of the Desert. He also wrote a lot of music for the Our Gang Pictures and was nominated for a 1938 Academy Award for his score to There Goes My Heart. And we began this cuckoo set of songs with Tiny Parham and his musicians in Chicago on July 2, 1928, and Cuckoo Blues, written by Tiny Parham. Tiny Parham was born in Canada but grew up in Kansas City. He got his start in vaudeville and moved to Chicago in 1925, where he led several small bands, worked as an arranger and talent scout at Paramount Records, and played organ and piano in theaters. Tiny Parham and his musicians cut 38 sides for Victor between 1928 and 1930. He played organ in a Chicago roller skating rink in 1939 and 40, and Tiny Parham died in his dressing room in a Milwaukee theater during a show in 1943. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more Rapidly Rotating Records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game and sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email. This is Glenn Robison. Until next week, I thank you for your very kind attention.